Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. If you've been here for some time, then you know I like to jump right into things. If you're new, welcome. Appreciate ya. I wanted to touch on this topic today of, you know, how to decide whether to invest in yourself and in your business, because it's actually a question and a topic that is oftentimes brought up to me. I happen to be a very good student of the programs that I enroll in, so much so that my coaches always ask me to, you know, give a testimonial on the results that I get because I always do well. And so recently I got a DM from someone who is considering a program that I have been in, and they mentioned it being a big investment and wanting to know like the honest feedback around whether they should do it and whether I think that it would be beneficial from them, for them, or, you know, like my own experience. Right. And so I just would love to share like what I told them and what I would say to anyone considering investing in themselves and in their business. And so in response to this beautiful young lady who DM'd me, I said, hey, you know, fill in the blank with her name. And she has a beautiful name. I said, this is verbatim, like the DM that I sent her. Thanks for reaching out. I stand by everything I shared because I did an interview with my coach. It's a life-changing program. My only regret is not finding out about it and joining sooner. I'll be blunt with you. It's what I've said to myself. I can't expect people to invest in my business if I'm not willing to invest in it. If you don't have the capital, how can you raise it? If you do, you either don't trust the process, see its value, or don't trust yourself to work the process. You have a vision. Ultimately, it's on you to make it a reality. You'll get there faster with support. You just have to decide what support is aligned for you. I say all this with love and gratitude. I wholeheartedly want more clinicians, because she happens to be a mental health professional too, to share their expertise and knowledge with the world. You can do this and get results if you commit to doing what it takes, but more importantly, becoming the woman you see in your vision. All the best. And so I share this with you because if there's maybe a therapist that you want to work with, maybe there's a coaching program to build your business, maybe there's a healing retreat you want to go on, and the investment seems like it is more than you've ever done before. Maybe you've never invested this amount in yourself or in your business before, that you really weigh the opportunity cost of not doing it. So when I say that, what I mean is, what is it going to cost you not to take advantage of that thing? For example, when I'm on conversations with ladies talking about their vision for creating financial freedom and generational wealth, you know, I ask, what have you invested in to get to this point that you're at now? Oftentimes, we don't even realize how much we have paid, both time and money, attention, energy, to still be stuck. Why do we go and get degrees? Because we want to get a good paying job or whatever the case may be. We're usually not just like going to school and paying thousands and thousands of dollars for the fun of it. We go to school with the hope that we're going to have a specific outcome and still come out in student loan debt without the job that we love or that builds us generational wealth and financial freedom the way that we would hope. And so that alone, right, is thousands of dollars that it's cost us, that, and we're still in the same place. What about if your job stresses you out and you have to go to therapy? That's a cost associated with the pain point that you have for which you do not have the answer, right? And so when we start calculating how much it's costing not to take advantage of an opportunity to solve the problem, then we start to see the true cost of staying in the place that you are today, the true cost of allowing yourself to be on this hamster wheel for any longer than necessary. And so when you put things in perspective in that way, you've probably up until this point invested thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to still feel stuck, depressed, anxious, overwhelmed, overworked, underpaid. And you can decide whether you want to get support to be in a different place a year from now or not. So I say this because I'm never going to share or ask or tell someone else to do something I haven't done. I've probably at this point invested more in myself and my business than I did in schooling up to this point, tens of thousands, if not $100,000 or more in like building my business and my brand. And it has paid off, you know, in so many different ways, not just monetarily, but just the person that I'm becoming and the life that I get to live, the growth of my family as a whole, which is really important. And so if there's something that you feel like you want or need to do, but you feel like, oh, it's just this big investment, I've never done this before, so on and so forth. Again, if you don't have the capital, how can you raise the capital? Instead of thinking, I can't afford, it's how can I afford? So do you need to sell something around the house? Do you need to create an offer? Do you need to, you know, work some overtime a little bit? Or like, but if you know what you want on the other side of this transformation that you might be able to get with somebody's help, then if it's about you not trusting yourself, we have a different conversation we might need to have, right? So I really just say that to say you need to invest in yourself if you expect other people to invest in you and your business, period. I recently just up-leveled the quality of my content. So if you go to my YouTube, is looking real crispy and cute these days, okay? And so I'm shelling the cost of up-leveling the quality of my content up front. I would love to join a podcast network. I would love to have a show on Netflix. I would love to work with, you know, an organization or a company. But I'm not going to wait until Netflix reaches out to up-level the quality of my content. I'm going to pay for that up front. I'm not going to wait for someone else to put a stamp of approval on what I'm doing. I'm going to do what I can myself, and I'm footing the cost of that. But it's already yielding a return, because literally almost every single day I have people reaching out and saying, oh my gosh, your content looks so good, so on and so forth. The perception of the value that I have on the internet and in the world has gone up because of the investment I have made in myself and in my business before anyone else has. And so you are worth whatever it costs to get support to help you to go to the next level. You are worth not having to do this alone and figure it out by yourself and go to YouTube University banging your head against the wall, trying everything that you could find on the internet for free to have a strategic, streamlined, linear path to success by joining a program. The research shows, and you probably hear me say it all the time, when you have accountability and a meeting to talk about and discuss and get support for what you want to work on, you're at over a higher rate of success by 90%. So this is why I have multiple coaches. I've got plenty. I got a roster is what I call it, of coaches, because it keeps me on my toes. It keeps me healthy and having good boundaries. I'm able to learn from their, you know, success, but also their failure. And I've always gotten a return because I am going to require myself to do what is necessary, at least to control what I can, which is the inputs. If they tell me to read a book, I'm gonna read the book. If they tell me to do this homework, I'm gonna do this homework. They show me to show up, tell me to show up at coaching calls, I'm gonna show up at the coaching calls. So it is a two-part process. I can't expect them to fix my life for me in the blink of an eye. I have to actively participate. And so I say that because you can't expect that you're gonna invest with somebody and then it's just gonna be this magic bullet that changes your life in 10 days. And so you're probably gonna hear me getting real honest with you moving forward in this podcast, because I need you to hear and understand that everything that you see for yourself is possible. You wouldn't see it if it wasn't. All the things that you dream of and desire are yours as long as you decide to take the next step, show up for yourself, take the risk maybe, and learn from whatever the outcome is. There's lessons, always lessons, right? So I love that she was vetting the program by reaching out to me. I do that stuff myself. I vet the programs that I join so that I feel really good about making the investment. But I always say, I'm going to learn regardless. I'm going to win or I'm going to learn. I'm going to learn what not to do. I'm going to learn, you know, how not to act, or, you know, whatever the case is, or I'm going to get great results and learn, you know, how to come out on top. So just wanted to share that. And if you ever have questions, feel free to shoot me a DM at Jacent Wamala. My Instagram handle has changed to my first and last name. I do have a program. It's not for me to say that you should join our program, though cohort 2 is open until September 22nd, or we hit our cap. We have a limited number of students that we are enrolling, and we are very picky about who we enroll because we like to ensure that we are working with the right women to get them the best possible results on the planet. So if you would like to learn more, if you're in a place where you want to take your financial freedom journey seriously, and you know you need accountability and want a community of like-minded women to cheer you on and support you in the process, streamline your path to success and accelerate it so that you can get there faster, such as students like Jen, who in literally like 4 months or so spiked up her credit score to 750 and had paid off over $20,000 just in the first 3 to 4 months of joining our program, then use the link in the description to book a call to chat with me. I'll also leave a link for you to kind of see exactly what's in the program because it is cohort style one time this year for ladies who are ready to take their journey seriously. But I just love y'all and appreciate you for rocking with me, listening, and spending some time with me. Until next time. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.